The growth of revolutionary nationalism can be traced to its ideological background. The policy of prayer and petition followed by the Congress moderates was challenged by a section of the Congress leaders. The revolutionaries were inspired with the story of freedom fighters like Mazzini and Garibaldi. They were also inspired by Bankim Chandra's novel Anandamath. The vernacular press also played an important role in the growth of revolutionary nationalism. In Bengal, vernacular press like Yugantar and Kala were popular newspapers. The newly emerging militant nationalist leaders preached the doctrine of Atma Shakti, self-help. The various socio-religious reform movements also created a feeling of love for India's past. A new sense of pride was now felt by the Indians. The policy of prayer and petition was discarded by this group. Naturally, they almost challenged the moderate leadership. Economic factors like the Tariff and Cotton Duty Act of 1894 and 96 dealt a severe blow to the Indian textile industry. Nationalist leaders severely criticized those acts and gave emphasis on self-reliance and self-help. The peasants were mercilessly squeezed by imposition of enhanced taxes and cess or extra taxes. International events of Asia and Europe greatly fired the imagination of Indian people. The inhuman treatment given to Indians working in South Africa created a feeling of hatred against the British rule. The autocratic attitude of Lord Curzon actually provided the direct cause for the growth of revolutionary nationalism within the Congress body politics. The Calcutta Corporation Act, the Official Secrecy Act, the Indian Universities Act, and lastly, partition of Bengal increased hatred for Lord Curzon as well as British imperialism. The youth of Bengal found all avenues of peaceful protest and political action blocked. So out of desperation, they fell back upon individual heroic action and the cult of bomb. They believed that passive resistance could achieve their aim. The Yugantar wrote that the remedy lies with the people themselves. The movement started in 1897 when two unpopular British officials were assassinated at Pune. A number of groups were formed which were revolutionary in character. First was the formation of the Anushilan Samiti. From its foundation to its dissolution during the 1930s, the Anushilan Samiti challenged British rule in India by engaging in militant nationalism, including bombings, assassinations, and politically motivated violence. It was a radical organization to end British Raj in India through revolutionary violence. The Anushilan Samiti, founded by Satish Chandra Bose in 1902, started as a club for Lathi practice. The unprecedented popular resistance to partition plans gave the Anushilan Samiti fertile grounds to preach its cause and to bring new recruits into its fold. In the meantime, Aurobindo Ghosh sent from Baroda his emissary Jatindra Nath Banerjee to mobilize the Bengal revolutionaries. A journal of revolutionaries known as Jugantar was published. The Jugantar group planned to assassinate Kingsford.